Good morning. This morning, we bring to a close our five-week summer series on the Psalms. As good directors and producers, we've saved the best part of the fireworks show for last. The Psalms of praise are the glory of the Psalter, and one of the most important things for you to weave throughout the days of your lives. It's something we need to reorient to just a little bit. The word itself seems a little strange. Praise. We don't do much of that. And we don't think of that as particularly a good thing. We have too many sycophantic leaders who seem to live for an extra dollop of praise. And we begin to think of that as something that makes us at least mildly uncomfortable. So we tend not to praise each other very much. Sometimes that means simply we've come to take each other for granted. Sometimes it means we've noticed we just don't say it very much. But among the ancients, praise was synonymous with thanks, practically. To praise someone was your way of thanking that person. How many here are old enough to remember Jimmy Woo's? Chinese restaurant on Charles Street. At the bottom of the menu, there was this thing that said, "Food not good? Tell Mr. Woo, he fix." "Food good? Not tell Mr. Wu. He know. Tell friends." "Food good, tell friends." You know? That's praise. You look around and see something good in God's world. You don't necessarily need to tell God about it. Tell the world about it. You know? That's praise. The Psalms of praise are letting off that kind of gratitude, admiration, exaltation. They're the Psalms that are most likely to get out of control. The singing of the Hallel, the songs of praise, that's literally what it means. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Hallel that's sung at the Passover, at the end of the Seder. You know, that's when people get up and begin to dance. That's when the lines of people who have already had a little bit too much wine begin to weave around the room. This is what leads to the famous line from Zephaniah about the Lord shall rejoice over you as one rejoices at festivals. It's this line dance after the Seder, singing the Hallel that he has in mind. Sing the songs of praise. Sing them with abandon. Sing them a little raucously. Sing them in the shower. Almost everybody sounds good. Even I sound good singing in the shower. Sing them in your car. It's a great antidote to road rage and probably less fatal. Sing them just because. Notice. Notice the world. The more you notice, the more is to sing about. You don't have to make an effort to notice the problems. Problems always have a way of impinging themselves on your consciousness, whether you like it or not. But the good stuff you may have to notice. Praise God for the fact that you woke up this morning. Praise God for the fact that that we're getting a little break from that heat wave. By the way, we owe a great deal of gratitude to our faithful plumber sitting out there, Lou Mank. The air conditioning in this church broke Tuesday. By Wednesday, it was 107 in here and rising. Had he not got it diagnosed on Wednesday and fixed by Friday, it would still be 107 in here. Do you really wish to contemplate that reality? Praise God for a faithful plumber. Praise God for little details in life. Look for chances to praise God. It's fun. That's why the stripe here is gold. Isn't this a wonderful banner? I mean, Jonas has done many a wonderful banner over the years, but this may be a cake taker. The gold stripe that runs through it, it's exultation, joy, effervescence, overflowing. Now, that doesn't mean this becomes the mandatory attitude and lifestyle, the frozen smile, happy smiling Christians. You know that bit, people who are afraid to be other than happy and smiling? It's not real. There are times when life has just kicked you in your teeth. That's why we got Psalms of Lament, and that's why there's a purple stripe in that thing. There are Psalms of execration, cursing Psalms. There are Psalms that shake their fist at God. There's a Psalm for everything. There's a time and a place for it. There are times when you're quiet and meditative, and the wisdom Psalms are just sort of something to savor. There are times when you're feeling reflective, and those historical Psalms that go through the whole sweep of God's history with us, just exactly what you need. It's a psalm for every mood, a psalm for every purpose. But be particularly alert to the opportunities for the psalms of praise. And sing them. Sing them with joy. Sing them with abandon. Unless you're driving, in which case abandon, you don't want to abandon the wheel, but sing them. That means get your Bible out. In the flyers that have gone with the bulletins for these 5 weeks. And these two have been a wonderful addition to the thing. There's been an awful lot of teamwork. Good stuff going on in this. It lists a lot of psalms of praise. Read some. Mark some favorites. Remember, your Bible is not sacred. The Word of God is sacred. The ink and the paper are not sacred. Mark some off. Memorize some. Steal a hymn book. Borrow a hymn book. Bring it back eventually. But learn some psalms. Learn some music. If you don't, make them up. Once you've read enough psalms of praise, you got the flavor of it. You know how they work. Pick any melody you know. Begin to hum it. And then begin to put yourself together a psalm of praise to it. Add your own words. It's not going to be reviewed in the literature section of the New York Times. The rhymes don't have to be precise. They don't even have to exist at all, But sing it. Sing it with joy. Notice what's around you. Psalm 139, Psalm, lead psalm this morning. Praises God simply because God knows me. Really knows me. Knew me 9 months before I was born. Will know me long after my death. Knows me way down in my body and way down in my soul. And still loves me. What a surprise. I've always been quietly convinced that if anybody knew what a rotten so-and-so I really was, they'd run screaming the other way. But God knows me all the way down and loves me. That's something worth singing about. God loves this whole world. Noah was a one-time exception. He promised he wouldn't do that again. God is not calling off this experiment. God is committed to us. Rejoice over it. Sing about it. That's the best part, I think, of the Psalter. All those other parts are important, and there's a time and a place for every psalm in the Psalter. But the Psalms of Praise are really the highlight of it. Look around. Look around God's world. Look around your life. Look around. Notice. Sing. You'll be happier. So will God. So will the rest of us. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.